Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
What's the other guy's name? Andrew, yeah. And Fred.
Longest thing you ever heard.
You should have heard our old one, man. Our old one was twice as long.
Seriously, it took up half the show. Man, it's a great day. Great day in this old world. You know, I just want to throw this out there right now, just so everybody knows it up front. God is good, man. He has blessed me so. Today, one of my grandbabies was real sick the last couple of days and did not look good at all. And, that little turd, she done kicked out just like old Jake the Snake would have years ago. She kicked out of that bad news and set up and said, let's get the F out of here. And the doctor said she can go home from the hospital tomorrow, you know. And they were talking about doing open heart and brain surgery yesterday. So, you know, God is so good, man. It's so awesome. I mean, again, though, you have to scare the piss out of me. I'm like that good Lord. Jesus Christ, man. This all give me more gray hair than I need. I got plenty as it is. Yeah, here we got a full table sitting around there, so there'll be more people causing trouble than just me.
Oh, yeah, we've got me, Sparky, Terry has joined us tonight. We've got, of course, Stacy and Jake, and you've brought along someone as well.
Yeah, I brought along Morgan. It's a young lady I met at physical rehab, and I just seen her there, and she's such a beautiful person, and, you know, I don't know, you know. Yeah, that is, once you start doing UDP yoga, you want to go out there and run your yap to everybody and cast out the good news. And, you know, I told her about it, and she was interested. And, you know, she climbed on board a couple of weeks ago, and I'll let her tell the story from there. Here you go, Morgan.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Morgan?
Hey, Morgan.
Not much.
I met Jake at physical therapy. Of course, rough personality at first. But he means well, and I've been coming over here and doing the yoga with all of them, and I've lost 12 pounds. And I guess my main focus, and it hit me the other night like a freight train, was I was like, I know Jake, and I know Dallas, and millions of people would kill to be in my shoes. And I have the opportunity of a lifetime to finally lose the rest of my weight. So that's good, because I used to be about 330. I graduated high school in 2010, and now I weighed in this morning at 202.
Wow.
So that's been awesome. Yeah, I'm 21, so I feel like I'm in the prime of my life to get all that done and to get in the best shape, and because I have no one more to thank than Jake. He's been awesome.
He's an inspiration to lots of us.
Well, come on, somebody else say something. I don't want to carry this whole show.
So, Morgan, what's your favorite workout?
You guys don't be afraid to tell me how awesome I am. I don't mind, okay? And just get in line. There's a long line of people outside the house right now wanting to tell me how cool I am, how great I am. But, you know, I would be nothing without the good Lord out of above, man. And I just want to thank him and thank him and thank him, man, for what he's done for me in the last couple of days. Here's another little tidbit for you. This will really blow you out of the water. You know, after I did the Braves game and I sang there, you guys know I'm up for a Grammy Award.
I heard that.
Well, here's some more news. You might as well shine that Oscar, whatever it is. Because, I started taking acting lessons, and, you know, it's something I always thought I could do. And, you know, I never had the confidence before, but since I've been doing the yoga, DDP yoga, and, you know, getting my head out of my rear end and clean my life up, I started, you know, that thought kept coming back to me, saying, you know, you could do this acting thing. You could do it, dude. So I went out and got an acting coach instead of just jumping right into the fire like I normally would. But I went out and got an acting coach, started taking lessons. And one of the guys that also trains over here is an actor. And I said, dude, what, you know, do you have like an agent? And he's like, oh, of course I do. You know, I'm successful. I'm like, okay. I don't know how to get an agent. You know, how do you do that? And he went to his agent and asked him, said, look, would you just talk to the guy, you know? And they said, well, yeah, you know, out of respect for you and your hard work that you put in, yeah, sure, we'll meet the guy and we'll just try to point him in the right direction. So, you know, nothing bigger, nothing close, nothing game, but there I went. I went on in there today, and long story short, 15 minutes later, they decided to sign me up under contract. And it's the largest agency in Atlanta. It's called Purvis and Purvis, and they're responsible for a young lady named Dakota Fanning, and many others. And not only that, while I was there, they got on the phone and called these people in the Carolinas to do a show called, what's it called?
Eastbound and Down.
Cool. Will Ferrell's in it and all that, and they called them up and said, look, you know, you guys have got to get this guy, you know, because Jake the Snake's in our office right now. And I'm like, really, Jake the Snake? Oh, my God, they knew who I was. And the next thing you know, they're rewriting a script for me to audition for and to become a part of a show.
Nice. Damn.
That's sweet.
He's an awesome man, and without him and the friends that I have here, the friends around that table there, and the many fans that I have out there in the radio land, I would be nothing, man. And I just want to say thank you all for hanging with me, and I'm being blessed, and which just inspires me more to, you know, stay in the right frame of mind, do the right thing, keep training, keep working out, keep helping other people. I'm telling you, man, you help other people, God helps you, you know, because he wants this whole world to work, or he wouldn't have given us that start so long ago. So,
I'll bet you couldn't have imagined this happening a year ago.
Oh, well, a year ago I was looking at a bottle of a crack pipe. Give me a break.
Man.
You know? So I was just entered the kick downstairs, up there. He's going. Yeah, he's lost. He's looking back here. I'm hitting on him again. But you know, Scott, he got off his laurels and went out to work this weekend. So here, I'll let you talk to him about that. Hold on.
Radio show. Hello, radio listeners. Welcome to DDP Radio.
What's up, man?
Nothing, man. Just hanging and banging in the ATL with the crib crew and digging life.
So you went to work this week?
No, actually, it was the first time I've left the house since the hip surgery, and I went up to the New England area to support a buddy of mine. Steve Chamberlain runs his deal is at 50 Legs, and he runs a charity where they provide high-tech prosthetic legs to people in need. And so we went up there and did a charity golf tournament one day and then a bike run the following day to raise money for the Boston Marathon, you know, bombing victims. And it was really successful. I was really happy to be a part of it.
They had that guy that's the face to the marathon, the guy that had both of his legs taken from him, throwing out the first pitch. at the game this past week. That was pretty inspiring.
Yeah, it's, you know, what's the deal? Hashtag Boston Strong. You know, it's been a while since I'd been up in the New England area. And, they're a hearty bunch up there, man. I had a great time. You know, that those people will hug you to death, love you to death. And I like it. Women up there are kind of sassy. It was a refreshing change of scenery. Not that I'm not digging the Southeast, but it was nice to venture up into the Northeast again.
Yeah, Sam. Well, I had an opportunity to do a trade show once up in Boston, and those people were fantastic. And, man, they know how to party, too.
Well, I recall many a party in that area, but those days are behind me now, by the grace of God.
Yeah, all I know is I don't like them in hockey, but they're very damn good because they're killing my Penguins right now.
Get a caller over here, Scott.
Okay, Jake's asking for a caller. Do we have anybody calling in to DDP Yoga Radio? What's the name of the show, Jake? It's Jake the Snake Radio at ddp.com/ Jake all one.
Just rename it DDP Radio.
DDP Radio.
Oh, that's just a rumor.
Jake wants to change the name. He's a big Hollywood star now.
Yeah.
Negotiating with HBO Studios.
Yeah, man. I think it's crazy that he said he was nervous about acting, because one time that I made it to Atlanta with Dallas for the first inception of the infomercial that he was doing first, he just said Jake was so awesome at the promos, they just called him One Take Jake, because he could walk up, say something, it would be perfect, and he'd just walk away. Never had to recut anything.
Yeah, but I sobered up.
Yeah, that was that courage in a bottle. No, Jake's great at that. Anybody who's been around Jake knows that interviews are his strong, you know, his work, his interviews, you know, he doesn't have a problem with any of that. And in fact, the rumor floating around from the people that we heard about from so far is that a lot of the people on the show like the improv, which will be really up Jake's alley. And everybody here at the crib is really happy for Jake. It's time like us to have some fun.
So we're checking out to see if we have any callers, but let me throw the number out there in case you're listening. It's 347-99.
Get everybody off the line with your rambling about your recent success. Yeah, everybody's getting ready for the Cable Ace Awards. Jake's up for Best Ham Bone. And with that, here's back to your host. We're back to your host, Jake the Snake Roberts. Jake. Fans are lining up. The phones are blowing up. Switchboards are out of control. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Jake the Snake Roberts.
All right. Jake, he might be back.
Of course, Terry's on the line. Terry's joining us because I kind of put out in the promo we'd be talking some about food. And that's my favorite topic and Terry's favorite topic. And she's a registered nurse and an LMT. She knows lots about the body. So this would be a really perfect time to call in or send me a question through the chat room if you have any questions at all about food.
I like food. That's all I get to say.
Me too, Jake. I've had to learn to like some different foods. But I like.
Sometimes you didn't like me, but, is anybody out there still call in? Or
yeah, we do want one caller.
I'm rambling. You got some callers?
Yeah, Finny's out there. You ready?
Let's go.
Hello? Anybody there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, we hear you.
I'm doing great. Today was my day 30 today, and I just wanted to call in and report in.
Okay, how's it going, bro?
So far, so good. I'm down 17 pounds from where I was.
All right, bro.
Wow.
Where'd you start out?
I started out at 360, just about 360 even.
360 even. That's great.
and I'm down to 343.
Hey,
I bet that feels good.
Oh, it feels great.
Tightening your belt a little?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, gluten-free diet, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. I've been sticking mostly gluten-free. It's not quite easy when when other people live in the house with you, but that are not on the same nutrition plan that you're on.
It's going pretty sweet. Yeah, you're going down, man. What the hell? We'll roll up a cot.
Oh, absolutely. Be there in a heartbeat.
I didn't say that out loud, did I? Oops. I messed up. Just park your car outside. You can sleep it in.
All right, fine. Works for me.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations, Bob. Just hang in there, man. Keep doing the workout. What kind of problems are you having with the workout?
Nothing really so much. I mean, I did Diamond Cutter for the first time today, and that was a little rough, but nothing I couldn't power through. It's just, you know, an issue of stamina, and your muscles start to get start to burn after a bit, and you're just like, oh, man.
I've never noticed that before.
Benny, what's your favorite workout?
Well, Diamond Cutter was pretty good. I'm going to have to say that I'm most fond of Fat Burner, and I'm probably the least fond of his Red Hot Core.
No.
Red Hot Core kills me every time, and it's only a 15-minute workout.
That's because you're rushing through it. Well, yeah, I do it's a 20-minute workout.
Ah.
I'm not just a pretty face. I know shortcuts. Well, brother, you keep with it, man, and congratulations. Keep moving forward. Don't be afraid to tell somebody else about you. About the NDP yoga, man.
I paid it forward as you instructed, Jake. Seriously.
All right. You're all right. I take back half the things I was thinking about you.
All right.
You won't forget on camera.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Thanks for calling, Benny.
All right. Rachel, you're up. You have Jake, Stacy, Terry, Robert, and Sparky, so shoot.
Hey, guys. This is Rachel.
Hey,
how
Rachel.
Are you?
Hey, Rachel.
I actually have two questions for you.
We have one answer. You know, I just spread it out.
First question, why is it so important to cut the glucose out of your diet?
Okay, where's Stacy at? Jump her, Stacy.
Oh, okay. Terry, I'm going to defer to you. I mean, I can talk about why it was good for me. I mean, I've been on a sugar cleanse the past month, and it was a little challenging at first. I got into, there's so much gluten-free sugar out there now that I kind of got into the trap of thinking, like, you're supposed to eat your vegetables every day. I started to think, I've got to eat my cupcakes every day. And it caught up with me. So now I'm making the cupcakes a very occasional thing, and my nutritionist has just said, for the time being, just pretty much cut out the refined sugar. And I can't tell you how much better I feel. I've got a flatter stomach and a lot more energy. So that's my take. But Terry could be more technical in her take on that.
You got the bulldog on you if Terry gets on you. Get it, Terry.
Okay. What Stacy and I have had long conversations about food and sugar and over our time together, and I am like her in trying to always remember, just because it's gluten-free doesn't make it calorie or sugar-free or nutritious by itself. And Dallas and I have discussions about that, too. It is healthier in that it causes less inflammation, because that's what gluten can do in your body. But calories are still calories, and if you're using refined sugars...
More people.
And the sugar, the glucose, what it does is it stimulates your pancreas to create more insulin. And so when you eat sugar, your insulin climbs, but then it drops very quickly because there's simple carbs in it. Right. Then you get hungry, headachey, whatever. Then you crave it more, and so it's
up and down on the roller coaster ride of sugar. If you use real sugar, like I've started in the last year that I lost this extra 20 pounds, I pretty much stopped using refined sugars, even in my gluten-free sugar or sugary stuff. And I learned to use, like, dates and bananas, and if I use anything, it'll be a whole grain that goes in it or a coconut flour, something odd. But it's just, I feel much more stable. Just like Stacey said, I don't get hungry as much. I can still get my sweets in a different way, but when I had to come off of it to lose the weight, it's like cleansing yourself from it because you don't realize the sugar that's going in your body and you feel energized. And the belly fat comes from sugar, glucose, insulin issues. And so if someone has belly fat, they're getting too much sugar. And sugar, people think, oh, well, I don't eat brownies, I don't eat pie. But if you eat white bread, if you have, you know, crackers, those all are sugars. Simple carbs turn to sugar.
Right.
So you have to think of it as more than cupcakes. So that's what's going on. And if you can eat whole grains and you still only get a serving of them, that's the other thing. You get a serving of a half a cup or a little palm full, and not Jake's big palm full, my palm full. So it is about...
Oh, so many.
That's right. So, yeah. So that's what sugar is doing to you, and it stresses your pancreas. And this is
right.
One of the reasons why we have so many more diabetics now.
Right.
Because
right.
Our diet changed over these decades than when I was growing up and stuff. We have a lot more processed foods. And if they want to make especially low-fat processed food, when you buy low-fat processed food, you notice the sugar goes up. Because if you take out the flavor of fat, they got to put some flavor back or you're eating cardboard. So lots of things have sugar. And yogurts and things like that, look at the sugars. Like, I don't buy anything that's more than 5 or 6, 7 sugars makes me nervous. And you're looking at stuff that's got 15 sugars, 20 sugars, and when you start compiling that into your food throughout, not only are you getting calories, but your pancreas is dumping insulin and then causing you to be hungry, and then you eat some more.
Great. Okay, now that leads into my next question. I'm just starting the CDP yoga program, and I'm having a hard time sticking to it. Can you give me some tips to help me out?
I'm still trying to process that last answer from Terry, so I'm going to sit here and listen.
Are you talking like for tips?
I'm
like
writing my last will
or
and
working
testament.
Out for any and all?
Pardon me?
Are you talking about, like, food tips, how to stay eating healthy? Are you talking about how to work out or how to stay focused on it or
all of it?
All of it.
You know what, Mike? All of it.
Well, I think for me with food, like, I've been doing this for more than a decade, and how I lost weight isn't how I ate when I became a celiac in 07. And then when I had pneumonia and I dropped the dairy, then I got a celiac, had to drop the wheat, and now I've dropped the sugars and the carbs. Like, perhaps you don't do it all at once.
Right.
You make changes slowly and steadily. And for me also, I stuck up pictures of who I wanted to be or a dress or a bathing suit, something that I wanted to turn into. And for me, way back, it was being 50. I had 6 months to get my act together, so I was marking off the calendar. I had a big goal to get to, and I used that. Even now, I will have, if I feel like, oh, now I've eaten some sugar or too many gluten-free goodies, I would put up a picture of where I want to be, what I wanted to do, maybe a pair of pants that was too tight or something smaller I wanted. You know, I use visual things. That helps me. And also, sometimes when I need to not eat a food, I just don't have it around so I can get control of it.
Right.
Or I use it for a treat. But, okay, on Sundays, that would be more my free day. For instance, forever almost, I want pancakes on Sunday. Now they're gluten-free, and now I use maybe quinoa or coconut flour and always flaxseed. And my husband says, whatever happened to a real pancake? They are so strange now. or something, or I have a cookie, but it's a black bean brownie made with dates, and, you know, it's all converted to, it's not like my mother's brownie, but it's a brownie that works, because I want my chocolate, so I deal with how can I get my chocolate and still stay in my jeans.
Yeah, baby.
And I like the new size I'm in, so but you have to get the momentum going. I think that's it. Like, how do you get started and stay on it? But once you start losing, then you can use how that feels in the next dress size and take pictures and weigh in and reward yourself. But learn now how to reward yourself without food being the reward.
Right.
And find, treat yourself to something else.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it was helpful for me in the beginning to not try to make too many changes all at once, because that just gets overwhelming.
Exactly.
Pick the top three things that really need attention. Like I started by eliminating my most damaging binge foods that I really didn't need to be eating.
Right.
And I didn't go gluten-free immediately or dairy-free. And I committed to like a minimum number of workouts a week, whatever, you know, seemed doable. I think I started out at like 3 or 4. And I looked at it the same way I look at it as brushing my teeth. You know, why argue with myself about it? You know, I'm doing it for my health and for long-term well-being, and that's that. And I just didn't allow myself to do the mental bickering over working out.
Right. My weakness is sweet tea.
Mm.
I have been a sweet tea junkie since I was a child. I grew up. I cut my teeth on sweet tea. And
that'll do it in the South, yeah.
I mean,
that's where my weight came on. Sweet tea in North Carolina.
Tony just brought up a big point. He needs to brush his teeth more often.
Right. And maybe start substituting your sugar out or split it with stevia. You know, start adjusting it like that and weaning off of it if you can't do it all at once. And also find a teammate or a support. I mean, the whole team is a good support, but maybe there's someone specific. For with Stacy, Stacy and I became friends years ago, and I was her call
girl. Call girl?
That's right. I was a call girl.
Right.
Totally legal.
But talk about it when you need
right.
it. To talk
right.
through it. I had somebody, I had Dallas. Now, I think he was less sensitive about it than I hope to Stacy. Because when you're telling him or complaining, he's over it quickly. No whining. But find someone that will help you when you need to talk about it.
Right. That's what I'm kind of working towards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a matter of fact, speaking of calls, my boyfriend had, Jake, this is for you. he had was supposed to get a phone call from you when you did your whole Indiegogo thing, and he never, I don't think he ever got it.
Oh, give me the number, I'm calling tonight.
Okay.
I have called lots of people, and if I miss somebody, I'll be glad to do it. Just give me the number.
Well, you may want to, if you want this, so it doesn't go out to everybody, if you want, email it to me. Email it to me at robert@dallaspage.com, and I'll text it over to Jake as soon as we're done with the show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I want to say right up front, if I miss somebody, it was not because I was lazy, because I did a ton of them. I'll be glad to call them all again, because I met a lot of fine people, man, and a lot of people have believed in me enough to help me out. So there's no issue there. Okay, where are we at then? You guys have too many things you got to work on. Like getting healthy. No, this is great info, man. Great questions.
Right. Well, how about you be my call, Jake? You can be my kick my ass person.
It's fine. Give me a number. I'll aggravate the hell out of you. I'll make you miserable. I'll threaten with things like, if you don't do it, I'll come up there and stay with you. That'll straighten your ass out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I think that's all I got.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
See ya. That was a great call. I don't know if we have anybody else, but I know people are throwing some questions in the chat. You can do that. Or if you want to call and talk to Jake, it's 347-994-1216. So I'm trying to scroll up here because somebody posted on Kelly, Marky, Jake, wanted to know if you're going to be doing any more of the cooking videos. Eat this with
yes, we've been talking about that because I'm not liberty to talk about one thing, though. I just keep your mouth shut, Jake. I can't talk about that. That'll kick my butt. Yes, we will definitely be doing some more cooking videos. In fact, I just went to see our barbecue guy tonight, and we want to get him back over here to do some stuff because, man, when he comes over and cooks, I eat like a king for a few days, you know. And there's definitely going to be some more cooking videos come up. And, of course, Dallas's daughter is here from New Zealand, and, you know, her boyfriend is one amazing chef. So, I'm absolutely sure there's going to be a video pop out in the next few days.
Good, you're eating good, too.
Chicken?
You said you must be eating good there with them.
Well, I'm suffering through it, damn it, you know. I try to do the best I can, you know. It's tough, but, you know, I can get through it, you know. I have faith. That's what's so awesome, you know, this change in food is, to me, it's just been awesome because it's learning to taste things again, you know. The food has taste to it. It doesn't all taste the same. Some of the dishes that we come up with, with the salads and stuff with grapes and cranberries in it. I've never done that before in my life until I got to this house. And damn, isn't there a law against putting grapes in a salad? Can you do that? Is that allowed? You know, it's like, okay, why didn't I think of that? But you don't think of that because you get caught up in that stupid old grind of doing the same old all the time. And it gets pretty boring, doesn't it? I mean, so changing what I had to eat, what I have to eat, and learning these new foods. I mean, damn, I didn't know I could eat that. You know, I'm growing stuff in the garden. I don't even know how to cook this damn stuff. So there we go.
Man,
I pulled tomatoes off my plants yesterday and today, and I've got about 1,000 pieces of squash headed our way. I don't know what the hell we're going to do. So if anybody out there has got a squash recipe that is gluten-free, send it to me, please.
Okay.
All right, where we at? I'm right here.
Well, right now we're waiting for some of you guys to give us a call and talk about
what the hell
favorite foods.
I don't want to talk to him anymore. If we're going to be like that.
Okay.
I'll hand the phone back to Morgan. She's a pretty young girl. Maybe somebody wants to talk to her.
I'd like to find out what foods Morgan's
Here's
eating.
Morgan. Here's Morgan.
Here's
okay.
Yours. Hi. Hey, Morgan. What's going on?
Not much.
So, you know, but Jake was just talking about those salad guys, and I had the most refreshing salad this weekend, and I wouldn't think it, but somebody put watermelon and cucumber together for me, a little bit of red onion, cilantro, grapeseed oil, and what else did they say they put in there? Was it a little bit of agave, I think, to sweeten it up? It was
and
damn good.
Was it really? That
yes.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
It
I don't know about all that.
I think you need help.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but I believe you.
Now let's try it. Everybody out there is listening, you must try that. That's a new rule.
Great rule. Everybody needs to try everything.
Yeah.
I've got something to, it's something you guys might want to try. I'm very skeptical about vegan cheese, and somebody told me to try a brand called Daya or Daya. D-A-I-Y-A.
I had some of that.
It is so good. I cannot believe how good it is.
Are you serious?
It blew my mind, yeah. And I don't like right. vegan cheeses. I like it melts beautifully. It absolutely it's so great in omelets and on pizza. Oh my god.
See, now what I did, Stacey, like I've had that stuff before and it doesn't agree with me.
or
my taste buds. Mostly. I tried your hit finally, I found some pecorino.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff was fantastic as a sub for some Parmesan cheese on some pastas.
Oh, it's
right.
great. I love that,
too.
Well,
isn't it soy cheese, though? Do you eat soy? I guess because I don't eat soy. Almost.
No, it's not soy. Dye is not soy.
Oh, really?
It's a whole bunch of different oils, and I forgot, but I didn't see soy on there, yeah. And I tried a whipped cream made of rice milk, and I was, again, very skeptical. And it was actually quite good. And sometimes I'll put a little dollop on those black bean brownies.
I use that whipped cream, I said. Exactly. And I make my own ice cream now from bananas and blueberries, like frozen bananas, and then some frozen berries, a little vanilla and milk. So I use that instead of even coconut ice cream and the other. But that whipped cream's pretty good.
Yeah, it really is. The brand is called Soya 2, S-O-Y-A-T-O-O.
Okay, got it.
So, Spark, I want to thank Sparky for issuing that challenge, which got me reignited. Because
we're going straight in.
What? Because I was kind of slacking off with the workouts, too. And
yeah.
I'm doing them every day.
we did the mixed workout the other day.
Oh.
And you got to be a freak to do that. You know?
That's not an easy one.
Hey, you mentioned the vegan cheese. This is pretty funny, actually. What, vegan?
Vegan.
Okay, vegan, vegan, whatever. Whatever. Okay, Dylan went to see the yoga doc, and yoga doc did an adjustment on him, and he went to a pizza bar around the corner, and metal mushroom. And he went in there with Steve, who works here with Dallas, and they ordered a pizza. They ordered pizza, you know, gluten-free. We want gluten-free pizza. We want the vegan cheese. And they had the onion and this and that. I'll make that double vegan cheese. And let me see. Yeah, put chicken on top of that. And the people in there almost took a bump off their stools. They're like, wait a minute. You're having vegan cheese. Well, there's not a rule that says I can have vegan cheese and not have meat on it, okay?
Yeah.
But it kind of tripped everybody out. I think they were ready to have them arrested by the vegan police or whatever. But, you know, what the hell? If it tastes good, let's eat it, folks. As long as it's good for us.
Right.
Okay. Somebody talk.
Well, I was going to ask Morgan what kind of foods she's eating that she finds, or why did she have to give up that challenges her? Because she sounds focused and doing well, but what's going on with food for her?
Well, the hardest thing for me to give up was, like, sugar, and especially, like, dairy. Because, I mean, I didn't really – yeah, I've never thought about dairy being bad for you, you know, because you can eat, like, the Greek yogurt, and, you know, it's got all the fruit at the bottom, and you just never really think about it. But, I mean, definitely the sugar was the hardest because I've always loved, like, sweets, and I love carbs, like
right.
bagels and, you know, like, starches.
Exactly.
And it's just, I mean, it's been a struggle, like, it still is. I mean, I still have, like, bread with my breakfast every morning. One slice, you know. But it's wheat, you know.
Oh, no.
Slowly but surely giving it up.
You get real bread. It's, oh, my God.
But don't tell her.
She's sitting next to me. Oh, gross.
But, yeah, but I've been doing, you know, like the simple thing, things like egg whites, you know, and I used to be a huge soda drinker, and I've had to really cut that out, too, because I've realized how much better I'm drinking just water all day.
Soda's kind of the devil as far as food and stuff with the chemicals and the sugars and all that kind of stuff. If you try and, like, think of it, like, healthy or what it does to your body and stuff, sometimes that maybe you can let it go a little easier. But dairy is an inflammatory food. But on occasion, I would still have it if people are serving it out or make a gluten-free pizza. It's not like I'm not going to have it, but I'm not eating it with every meal all the time because it doesn't increase the mucus and thickens your mucus. So those with allergies, sinus infections, me with some asthma, I just I don't want a steady diet of that. And it does have more fat in it. So it's a cholesterol, triglyceride issue if you're having lots of it. Do I have it? Is someone serving it to me? Or I eat here. If I'm going to have it, I'll eat butter if someone gives it to me. I tend to learn to choose other things to flavor, flavored oils, olive oils and stuff. But that's why people aren't eating so much dairy because of the fat content for calories and that information. But it doesn't mean it's a horrible food if it's pure and you can have it a little bit. But there's a lot of reasons, medical reasons, why dairy's challenging to many people.
Right. And, you know, and it's funny that you said about the sinus infections because I do work for an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and he always recommends all of his patients to go on, you know, a gluten-free diet of just, you know, lean protein and vegetables and fruits. And they're all like, he's just crazy. But I'm like, no, it actually works. You know, some people don't realize that, like, your diet is really associated with how you feel overall. I mean, I used to be really heavy. I mean, I was sleeping all the time. You know, I'd have to drink, like, Cokes to stay awake, you know, and now, I mean, I'm a regular 21-year-old. You know, I'm good on, like, 3 or 4 hours of sleep. I can run all day. So that's what I think that feeling to get back is just feeling better. You know,
That doesn't move you to, like, momentum because you don't know it. You don't realize when you've slipped over into not feeling good and triggering it to food. But as you improve your food, you feel better, and that should help give you the momentum to, I like how I feel. And that might help you do better. And then all of a sudden you're in smaller jeans or something, and you go, well, that's pretty good, and I'm feeling better, so now I can adjust a little more. Because I was an allergy nurse for some of my time, and I used to say all the time to people with sinus infections and, you know, they come in, their asthma, sickness, and say, if you cut back on your dairy, stop eating your dairy, then you'll feel better, and the mucus, you can get it out, and won't be sticky. Over time, it's so, wait a minute, if you feel better, you wait till you're sick to stop eating it so you feel better, why are you eating so much of it so you get sick?
Right. Well, yeah, and I think the other hardest thing it has been, well, I'm so glad that I met Jake and everyone, is, it's really hard to get your friends to want to be active. I mean, I have several friends who are just not active at all. I have several friends that are, you know, diagnosed with PCOS, you know, and may not be able to have children, you know, because of their weight. And I keep telling them, you know, you have... Because that's, I mean, like I said, the other night I was watching all the DDP videos on YouTube, and I was crying. I was like, I just have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to change my life and to help other people. But it's, you know, it's hard, you know, when you go out with your friends, you know, if we go to the bar or something, you know, they all want to, you know, drink hardcore, you know, drink a lot of beer, and I'm over here trying to be healthy. And, you know, like I said, I had a lot of friends, and we, you know, tried to do the color run together. And I'm not going to lie, we walked the entire time, and I did not break a sweat. It was awful. I was so upset because, you know, I paid $50 to do the color run, and it was the color walk.
Oh.
So, you know, that's been, like, my hardest struggle. And, I mean, a lot of people have that misconception of going to the gym or working out means you go to the gym, you gut it out, you're pouring sweat, and you're miserable, when it really doesn't have to be like that.
Wow. You're
and
right.
People think it's... there for hours and hours, you know, which you don't. I mean, when I was working out over here the other day, we were working out for like 45 minutes, and I was pouring sweat as if I'd been outside in 100 degree heat running for 45 minutes. You know, it's just crazy.
Well, I have found for working out, that's important, and it's important not just for calories burned, but especially as aging, for flexibility, that gets more important, and you usually have to have less impact, for sure.
Right.
But what I have learned over my decade, because the workout I've been doing has been the same, but what I keep altering is the food. And so I get better, stronger, healthier. And I have the same problem. Sometimes I have trouble with friends because I'm almost, I guess, like a reflection in the mirror, and then they feel bad if they're overweight or not able to do this. And then I'm this person at 60, I'll be 62 next month. I've lost some friends over that because the one thing I'm not giving in much to is about food, because I have learned the better I eat, the better I feel. And it's all about health now, how I look in my jeans or my husband with a gleam in his eye is still less important than not dying like my mother with heart attacks and all this stuff. So I have a driving force of age, but it is hard when you go out, and I don't want to go to junky places that I can't get. Sure, I can get gluten-free food, but I even want good gluten-free food. I want real food. It costs some money. You have to cook, and I'm not going to drink crazy at the bars as much anymore. It's just it is challenging sometimes with relationships if you're serious. But I believe if I eat or if I sleep, breathe, I must exercise and eat right, and I hope to keep myself fit longer.
Right, and that's been, you know, a struggle with me, like, finding a boyfriend or a relationship. I mean, I know several guys who are active. I know several guys who are active, but, you know, a lot of guys my age just kind of don't really care. One of my really good friends, he has the mentality, and it's awful. You'll laugh at this, Jake. His mentality is, well, when the zombie apocalypse or whatever happens, I still have to be able to eat bad food. My body still has to be able to handle it.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a zombie apocalypse. We got a caller apocalypse. We actually got three people on hold. So I'm going to bring Vicky in for you guys, all right?
Okay.
Hey, Vicky, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Vicky.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
I can hear you.
All right. Well, I just want to say that I just hit my one-year time. June the 1st is when I you know, saw Arthur's video. I saw his video around the end of May, and then June the 1st is when I got the DVDs and stuff. And I think the most important thing, whether it's your diet or your routine or your sobriety, is one day at a time, and it's consistency. And that's the one thing that I have always had a big struggle with, is being consistent with anything other than drugs and alcohol and sick relationships.
You got
it. To be consistent for an entire year with DDP, that's a miracle, y'all. That's a miracle. And, you know, I'm 56 years young. I feel better than I did at 40.
Me too. Yeah, I hear you.
I bet you do.
It is consistency. You made a good point. It just needs to become part of your life, and you don't see it like a diet.
Right. Well, I don't do a diet. I just look at food as who made it. Did Kraft or Nestle or some of the other, don't mean to put down any brand names here, but, you know, who made it? Did God make it? Because that's who I believe in. But, you know, if he made it, then, you know, if he's my creator, he created all the good food, so that's what I want to eat. I want to drink good water, and I want to eat good food, and I don't want a bunch of other human hands and industrialized entities involved with my food.
And you have to remember when they're making food, lots of the market, they are hoping that you are too busy, too stupid, too lazy, whatever.
Too addicted.
Yeah. We got to stop drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, you know, I don't. I'm very fortunate in that, you know, I've been delivered from drugs and alcohol for over 9 years and nicotine for almost five. And now, you know, taking care of the body part of far as physical activity and eating real food, eating food that, you know, my creator made for me. And I don't go out to eat anymore. If I do, you know, I get something that I know is, you know, going to be decent, you know. I may not eat that much when I go out, but I have a better time having my kids come over to the house. They're grown now. I say, let's cook something good, you know. We'll just throw together some stir fry. I don't cook a whole lot anymore because I'm at home by myself now, and I'm working and going to school. Try that at 56. Yeah. Uh-huh. DDP helped me do that. And I make a big pot of vegetable soup, you know, with all good non-starchy type vegetables. I make that on Sunday or Monday, and that's lunch or dinner or whatever I need it to be. But,
well, I throw in,
you know, the main thing is
throwing in beans, then you get a protein kick.
See, I'm a hillbilly. I know about some beans now. Instead of making pasta salad, I make bean salad. I just substitute beans for wherever there used to be pasta. I'm a real good cook, and I cook by color. And I just chop that stuff up. Just get out my knife and go to town.
Exactly.
That more you awesome ideas.
Say what, hon?
Well, Ray, you raise a good point, Vicki, about just you have to be prepared and you have to make the time to eat a little healthier, but it's so worth it. I mean, look what you've done in the past year.
Yeah, I make my lunch before I go
year.
To bed, and, you know, I mean, I plan what I'm going to have, and I write it down. You know, I write down every day what I eat, and I write down every day my routine. And when I wake up feeling bad, I look at the page before on what I ate, and I went, oh, yeah, uh-huh. You had to try some of that pizza last night, didn't you? I wake up just feeling all tired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can use.
I think that what you said was you have to be prepared and you have to have food because if you're hungry, you're going to eat.
Yeah. Well, I
and
keep
so you have
food on me all the time. You know, I got some Kind bars. You know, I got dry roasted peanuts. I keep peanut butter. You know, some good natural organic peanut butter around. Sunflower seeds. The pumpkin seeds, you know, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And I
sprinkle seeds on everything. They go on, like, protein shake if I have it. If I have, like, a hot quinoa, gluten-free buckwheat syrup, I mix all that. But I have to put seeds and shredded unsweetened coconut and some nuts. I usually eat raw. But I put all that on because you want all those omega-3s and 6s to raise your good cholesterol. That's your
absolutely.
So
I make some, killer omelets. It's just, I open the fridge. What's in the crisper drawer? How many colors have I got? I take all three of them colors, throw them in the skillet, throw some eggs in there, and everything has salsa, and the salsa has to be hot, okay?
There you go.
Got to get those peppers in there. Well, listen, I'll let y'all go. I know you got other callers waiting on the line. I just wanted to say consistency is the key with all of it, whether it's what you're eating or you're working out or you're drinking your water or getting to bed in time. You know, it's all about being consistent.
Vicki, I'm so glad you called.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Stacey. Stacey, you're my inspiration. I mean, I haven't lost that much weight, you know, like if I compare, I try not to compare myself. I compare myself to me, but I still get a little envious when I see people losing 200 pounds and I'm thinking, oh, man, you know, they really threw it down. But this is a lifestyle. This is about me being healthy. It's not about the number on the scale.
There's
this is about me being able to touch my toes and my kids not ever having to, you know, hook me up to oxygen machines or having tracheotomies or wiping my hind end because I'm too old and sick because of my choices, you know?
And that's all bad stuff to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Good to hear from you.
Congratulations, Vicki.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
All right. Y'all take care.
Yeah.
Good night.
We got two more to pump through for Jake. We got Hashem. Brother, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name or somebody thought I sneezed. You there?
Yeah, I'm still here. It's Hashem, but thanks
Hashem.
For trying.
All right.
How you doing, bro?
Thanks for calling.
Oh, I'm good. Who's
good.
On? Stacey?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, how's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good, bro.
All right, I'm just stopping in the middle of the road. Home. And I saw on my email that you were having a show again, and tonight you were talking about food. I want to let you guys know that I'm in my sixth week of the DDP yoga, and I've been having lots of good results.
What have you lost?
What have I lost? Let's see. I've lost about 7 pounds, but I was already light to begin with, so I'm not going to lose that pounds. I'm actually going to look a lot better than I did when I started
there
the program.
And feel a lot better. That's what we're out here for. This weight loss thing, man, it's just like a bad side effect.
You probably feel better, and I'll bet you move better.
You're not kidding. I moved a lot better tonight when I trained at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I did things I didn't know I could do. I was like, wow.
Wow.
And there was, yeah, like I was, we were waiting for matches, and I was actually trying some yoga while I waited for my turn. And I was actually close to touching my feet. I was like, wow, I didn't know I could do that. And that's already been about 6 weeks of doing it. But talking about food, I noticed that, I was actually curious about two things. How do you guys feel about Indian food?
If it's healthy, let's go.
I mean, how do you feel about lentils?
Oh, lentils rock.
I love
them. They're great for you.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That is one of my meals since I was a kid. Eating lentils, they're high in fiber. They're a great complex carbohydrate, and they go well with brown rice, especially if you mix with brown rice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic combination.
Mm-hmm. It digests so well in your system. It's good stuff, and it's not affecting the cholesterol and your triglycerides and fatty acids. Part of it is you want to eat food that goes right through you, processes through you, and that's where the gluten foods and bulky, heavy foods sit in your in your colon, sits in your digestion, in your stomach, and colon, and it kind of rots food there, and you don't get it out, and it's why you want clean food that passes through and gives you fiber that makes you full, doesn't mess with your pancreas and your insulin levels, all kinds of stuff. That's why a complex carb is good, and a simple carb makes you hungry.
The only thing I would caution you with some Indian food, certain dishes are pretty cheese heavy, so you just want to pay attention to what might be in a dish. A lot of them have cheese. If you're concerned about dairy,
cheese or do you mean ghee also? That's Indian butter. Are you also concerned about that? Because most of the meals that I eat at home, my mom makes the food, and I'm trying to make her food, but most of the food that she makes does not involve ghee or any dairy. Well, there's some that have dairy, but not a lot of it. It's got most of the spices and natural fruit and vegetables.
There's also an air conditioner right here.
That sounds pretty good. I think ghee is fine because it's actually got the dairy solids removed. So I wouldn't be too concerned about that. Just the cheese.
All right. Now, I have a challenge for you guys regarding diet. Next month, I'm going to be – I still want to do the yoga, here's the problem. I have to fast from sunrise to sunset.
Hello?
Yes, can you guys hear me still?
Yeah. You have to fast?
Yes, for religious purposes. I have to fast from sunrise to sunset. I won't be able to eat until the sun goes down. So what can I do to help replenish myself for 30 days? And still be able to do yoga.
Oh.
If you're fasting, does that mean you can't juice either with veggies or anything? It has to be.
Nope. Everything's got to be taken up before sunrise and after sunrise.
Well, I would just go if you really can't ingest anything with nutrition, can you take water?
No, the only thing I think is try to take as much water as I can before the sun rises. I'll eat at like 4 a.m. in the morning before the sun rises, and then I'll just go to sleep.
I would try try doing that and just make your workouts really light. Don't go hard.
I won't.
I agree. Just kind of go for the stretching out more effect.
Very tight.
So you're saying I should just stick with energy and take 20 minutes?
Yeah, I would do the lighter ones, the shorter, lighter ones, definitely. And see how you feel.
Because I know that'll be it'll be hurting, but I'm thinking about doing those workouts at night. That's the only time I can do it, or maybe before I'm ready to eat.
Yeah.
Do it when you can, bro.
Yeah.
But listen
all right.
to your body.
Again.
You can't push through too much pain and grief.
Do what you can when you can.
Right. Exactly.
So,
I just don't want to do nothing during it.
Keep us posted, okay?
All right, I will. All right, thank you so much. I know you got other callers, so I got to get back home. But thank you for answering my question. I needed to know that for tonight. Thank you.
All right.
No problem.
Take care.
Guys, thank you.
All right, have a good evening. I think that tapped us out.
What is that?
What did you say, Jay?
What was that? Right there. It's a mouse. It's a mouse.
You got a mouse in the house?
Oh,
we're outside. I hope it's a gluten-free mouse.
What are you going to eat?
I was going to say, are you eating it? Going to roast it tonight?
No, it's not roasted. This is, I think it's one made by the Lord, too. Meanwhile, I finally got Morgan up here on the couch with me now. She wanted him feet away from that house. There he is.
No,
I'm just kidding. It's a cockroach. Never mind. It's a cockroach disguised as a mouse. Okay. Last caller before I lose my mind.
All right, Sherry, last caller. This is it.
Hi, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
How are you all tonight?
Doing good.
Okay. Somebody already asked that. I'm sorry. I know it's kind of late, and I just wanted to let you all know that I have, just in the past 3 weeks, I've gone completely dairy and gluten-free, and I'm also buying grass-fed meats and dairy farm-raised eggs and things like that. I've had like acid reflux good since the 1990s, and in the past 3 weeks, I have not had to take one pill for it at all.
Wow.
Yay.
That's great.
Good for you.
Yeah.
There's a victory every day.
Huh?
There's a victory every day if you just look for it.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I have no idea. Well, no, I kind of know why. This program has worked for me better than any other has, and I've tried all of them. I can guarantee you all of them. And I think because of the support and everything on the site and everybody that I've spoken to with, that has anything to do with DDP yoga has just been amazing. And I'm screaming about this to everybody I know.
It's all about sharing the news and getting the word out there and just spreading the love around, man, because there's plenty for everybody.
And that's what I'm doing.
Having support with you, it's no different than going, hey, man, it works because you got support. AA or NA or... or DDPA or whatever.
Yeah, I'll stick with the DDPA.
We'll figure that out, and I'll have that news for you next week, whatever it's called. But, man, good news is good news.
Congratulations. So thank you all so much for being here and just for being who you all are.
I'm very happy for you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Had a great bunch here.
Yes, you do. Absolutely.
Even with Sparky, we have a great group. All right, guys. I'm going to sip a bait. I got some cockroaches to catch.
Fireworks.
Y'all have a good night.
kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.